This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Hey, big news out of Central Alberta this week. The 2016 MasterCard Memorial Cup will be hosted by the Red Deer Rebels. We will take you back to that announcement and hear from Rebels owner and president, Brent Sutter. Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Kelowna Rockets captain Madison Bowie. He'll be our guest, and 19 WHL players have been named to Team Canada for the World Under-17 Challenge in Sarnia, Ontario. We'll hear from Kamloops Blazer forward Jake Kriske, who has been among the early standout 16-year-olds to begin the season. Well, the 2016 MasterCard Memorial Cup is coming to the city of Red Deer in the province of Alberta come May of 2016. Commissioner Ron Robison had the announcement following the league's Board of Governors meeting in Calgary.
Board of Governors, who voted in favor of the city of Red Deer and the Red Deer Rebels organization hosting the 2016 MasterCard Memorial Cup. It's a historic day for the city of Red Deer and for the province of Alberta and for the Western Hockey League, for that matter, for returning the MasterCard Memorial Cup to Alberta for the first time in over 40 years. The last time the event was hosted was in Calgary in 1974. And if you know the Sutter family, and if you know Brent Sutter in particular, perseverance at its best. Brent bid for this event not only in 2013, but also in 2001. Of course, was a Memorial Cup champion in 2001 and has operated a model franchise in Red Deer for many years since acquiring the franchise in 1999.
Rebels president, owner, general manager, and head coach, Brent Sutter.
It's been a long time since being here, and it's, to be honest, it's really, truly hard to believe. But it's over with now. You know, now it comes back to this great province of Alberta, and it's the highest prestigious hockey event held in amateur sport, and for the city, for our organization, for the city, and for Alberta, for it to come back here after 42 years is a credit to everyone in our province. The people that we've been communicating with at the province have been outstanding, and the same with the city and the committees we've had in place. Everyone involved in it have put a lot of time and effort into it.
As for the hockey side, Sutter says the team has been preparing for the potential to host this event for the last year.
We strongly feel we've got a very good nucleus, core group of players that are going to be in their 18, 19-year-old years in a year from now. We've identified a couple areas that we know that we need to get better at and improve on, and over time, we'll do that.
And Sutter adds an event like the MasterCard Memorial Cup rewards the Rebels fan base for their dedication.
We do have a great fan base, and they're tremendously loyal to our organization and to hockey in Central Alberta.
The 2016 MasterCard Memorial Cup, Red Deer bound in 2016.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
19 WHL 16-year-old players will represent Canada in either Team Red, Team White, or Team Black at the upcoming World Under-17 Hockey Challenge come late December. The list includes some big names like first overall Bantam pick Tyler Benson with the Vancouver Giants and Regina Pats forward Sam Steele, the second overall selection in 2013. Also getting the call, 16-year-old Jake Kriske of the Kamloops Blazers, who enters this week as one of the top rookie scorers in the WHL, now 3 weeks into the season.
Well, Jake Kriske's been one of the standout 16-year-olds here in the WHL season in the early going, and that has also netted you a chance to play for Team Canada at the World Under-17 Challenge coming up in Sarnia here in late December. Jake, your reaction on making that team? You're one of 19 WHLers that'll be wearing the Maple Leaf at that tournament.
It's a huge achievement of mine. I mean, it's a great honor to be playing with the Maple Leaf on your jersey. And, you know, I was just really excited when I got the call. And you can't really think too much, but, you know, I was just really excited.
Jake, there's some elite 16-year-olds in the league this season. A lot of talk about Tyler Benson in Vancouver and Sam Steele in Regina, Stuart Skinner in goal in Lethbridge. Where do you see yourself amongst that group?
I hope I fit in with that group. You know, I strive to be one of those top players of my age group. And, all around WHL, hopefully one day. So I try to keep up with them and, you know, take my game to the next level, listen to what Don Hay has to say, be a coachable player, and just hopefully make things happen out there.
Jake, you've never represented your country here, so this will be your first experience here for you. And, is that a nervous thing, excited thing? How do you feel?
I think it's kind of a mix of both nervous and excited. I mean, I always play better when I'm nervous. I mean, something's on the line when I'm nervous. But, you know, that's a lot of energy coming into the tournament, and it's really excited.
Jake, you're off to a great start this season as a 16-year-old, and you played some games as a 15-year-old, but your start to the year this year, is it what you expected? How has it been for you as you kind of get your feet wet here in the WHL?
It's not really what I expected, actually. I mean, I just tried to come in and be a guy that Don Hay actually likes to play on there, and he has confidence in playing, but putting up some points is also just something that came, but hopefully I just keep it up and have a good rest of the year.
All right, Jake, well, great start for you, and congratulations on being one of 19 WHLers that'll play for Canada at the Under-17 Challenge. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Well, the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Madison Bowie of the Kelowna Rockets. Bowie lifted the top-rated squad to 3 wins, putting up 8 points along with a +7 rating. He spoke with Rockets broadcaster Regan Bartel.
The WHL Player of the Week and Canadian Hockey League Player of the Week is Kelowna Rocket defenseman Madison Bowie. That week, could you have generated more offense? Could it have gone any better than it did?
I don't know. I think it went pretty good for myself. I know I came back to a great situation. The guys were kind of rolling first 2 games we've won, and it made it a lot easier for me to adjust kind of and get back in the lineup. And I know it was probably one of my better weeks of so far in my career, and it's definitely special to kind of be awarded, and it's definitely an honor for myself.
Well, it all started on a right note. 3 assists in your opening game up in Prince George. Did that set the table to more offensive success?
I think it did for sure. I know the power play, I'm getting a lot of good power play time this year, and I'm feeling really comfortable on that unit. And I know it's definitely one of, I think I kind of try to focus on is just kind of be more offensive, especially this year. It's my 19th year, and I want to kind of generate as much as offensive as I can from the back end. And so far, it's going good, and I hope I can just keep it up.
Yeah, but where's the pro hockey hangover? Everybody goes through it. At least, well, most people do.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I think it made it a lot easier coming back to a great situation and with the guys clicking it at all cylinders, and we're feeling really good right now. So for myself, it wasn't really that hard to get back in the lineup. I know I learned a lot when I was up in Washington, and I think I tried to bring it back, and I think I did bring it back for that first week at least, and I'm just trying to keep progressing and getting better.
Because you're the captain of this Rocket squad, does that also maybe it pushes you to elevate your play? Because you want to set the table, you want to lead by example, and by doing that, obviously, guys will follow.
For sure. I think being a captain is kind of a lot, you have a lot of responsibility. And for myself, it's just coming to the rink every day with a positive mindset and an attitude that I want to be the hardest worker on the ice. And that's really what my goal is right now. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do every day. And really, leading by example is definitely a big part in what I have to do out on the ice. And so far, it's going well, and I'm just trying to keep it up.
21 goals. You set a new franchise record 1 year ago. Do you say to yourself, okay, can I better that this year?
I mean, definitely it's something that I think I want to try to at least accomplish, if not better. And I know really goals are something that kind of just happens. And I mean, I'm not going to try to grip the stick too tight or force anything. If the goals come, they come. And right now, I'm feeling pretty confident in my game, and I'm feeling good on the ice.
Defensively as well, though. I mean, tell me about that part of your game. I mean, are you trying to shore that up, or do you feel good about where you stand right now in your own zone?
I'm pretty confident myself defensively. I know as a defenseman, it's something you always have to kind of tone up and work on, and that's really what I'm trying to focus on this year is being a hard guy to play against for sure in this league, and kind of plus minus is definitely a big kind of key for myself is trying to be on the ice for as least amount of goals as I can. So defense in my defensive zone is definitely something that I'm focusing on this year, and it's something that I really have to tone up and make sure I'm ready to make the jump next year.
And World Juniors, right? I mean, that's still out there. You're looking at that. I mean, you put up good numbers. They like what they do defensively or what you do defensively. You got a good chance of obviously wearing Canadian colors at Christmas.
Yeah, really, when it comes down to that team, I think the numbers don't really matter as much. I think it's more playing being a hard guy to play against in the defensive zone and being a guy that can play against the top lines and play the big minutes. So for that team, for sure, it's about playing defense first and making sure I'm a hard guy to play against in the D zone.
Madison Bowie, the WHL Player of the Week, and not only that, but also the Canadian Hockey League Player of the Week.
And that's this week's show. I want to say thanks to Troy Gillard in Red Deer for his help, and as well to Regan Bartel in Kelowna. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.